I was working with AJMG Nigeria Limited, 2016. I was doing my job. The machine had drawn me away. As the machine drew me, so the machine had cut my hand. The company brought me to hospital, but the treatment doesn't finish. So as I went to the company back, they said that they have spent so many money, so they are not going to give me money to the remand treatment again.
That was Kalilu Fofana making his demand before human rights activists and representatives of his family and former employer when the matter was first heard at the NGO's office located on Lagos Island. Looking visibly sad and weeping uncontrollably, Kalilu said, with his entire right hand cut off, he has been left useless for the rest of his life and needed full monetary compensation from the company so that the burden of caring for him would not be too much for his old father to bear.
I want government to help me, really, because as I am now, I can't be able to do anything. Even to wear clothes is problem, to shit is problem, to bath is problem. Let them help me for my life and my parents, because they was burning me up to now. I didn't do anything for them.
In addition to compensation, Kalilu also wants the company to pay him 9 months' wages for the period that he stopped work due to the accident, as well as continue sponsoring his medical bills until the wounds completely heal. The Indian company in Odogwuyan Ikorodu, Lagos, is reputed for employing only physically strong youths as casual workers. Kalilu claimed the management of the company refused to grant any of his demands with the excuse that he spent a lot to save his life. One Edith Esenyeye, who introduced Kalilu to the Indian firm, was represented at the hearing by the firm's lawyer. The lawyer said he was not properly briefed about the severity of the accident while suing for the amicable resolution of the matter.
This man cannot deliberately put his hand in the machine, say, cut off my hand. So, you must be humane how we look at all this. That is not a deliberate act by any of the parties. It's purely an accident.
On 21st August, when the matter was heard for the second time, the arrowhead, Edet Esenyeyin, was around. But to the surprise of the panel, he said, being only a casual worker, Kalilu was not qualified for any benefit from the company.
I have all the labor working there. Initially, when he started working with me, the salary was 1,000 naira per day. That was when he is a full-time working with me. This time, he negotiated according to the work he does. 300 naira he cut a day, give him 1,500 naira. That was the arrangement. He worked 4 days. This thing happened. He cannot be ruled on insurance because he was not a full-time worker.
It was gathered that Mr. Edet and the director of the Indian firm promised to pay Kalilu 200,000 naira as compensation for the loss of his right hand. And when he rejected the offer, which he considered too meager, they sent him away. Reacting, the Secretary General of the NGO, Professor Maurice Fagnon, said it was high time that Nigerian government stopped foreign companies from destroying the future and lives of the youth by making them to labor for nothing in the name of casual working.
We see it as a duty of our NGO to do everything possible to see that the poor boy get justice. As a contractor, you go employ people to work in a company, you collect the money and give them anything you like. If Nigeria is going to change, that system of exploitation of man by man should stop. We don't want to see those contractors. People should be employed directly by a company that need their services.
The hearing was to continue on a later date, which the company was to decide and communicate to the NGO. Radio Nigeria will keep you updated as issues unfold. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.